Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey says he's now considering fast-tracking some of this week's budget measures designed to help farmers. The National Party has been pushing for the changes as drought in Queensland tightens its grip, spreading to a record 80% of the state. Shani Kim has our report.
For the first time in 36 years, the Mareeba Shire in far north Queensland is officially in drought.
It's as bad as I've ever seen it, mate. It's really dry.
Ronnie Ferguson's farm is just one property in the now record 80% of Queensland that's drought declared.
Selling cattle that we shouldn't be selling. We're getting bores going that haven't been working for years and spending a lot of money buying pumps and tanks and stuff. We usually run between 7,000 and 8,000 head here, comfortable. And now that this has come along, we're going to have to get rid of a couple of thousand of them. If it goes right through the end of the year, there'll be a lot of dead cattle in this country.
And as North Queensland enters the dry season, local Mayor Tom Gilmore says there's little chance of reprieve.
It seems that the gods that control the weather are not terribly smiling at the present time. If the El Nino happens, as is, you know, expected now, that we could end up with a very severe drought before the end of this year, hoping, of course, that it might weaken by Christmas. But there's a long way between now and Christmas, and there's a lot of cattle that are not going to survive.
The situation's even more dire in central western Queensland. It's been a year since the last cattle sale in Longreach.
I reckon we're 15 to 20% of what our herd would be, and I think that'd be throwing everything at it because there's thousands of acres out here where there's no stock.
Bill Sini's been a livestock agent for 14 years.
There's a lot of businesses that are doing it very tough, a lot of shops in the main street that are becoming vacant, unfortunately, and there's a lot of vacancies in rental houses, and the jobs just aren't in the community that were here a few years ago.
The federal government says it's doing what it can. It announced $333 million in drought assistance on the weekend, and Tuesday's budget promised tax breaks on money spent on farm infrastructure, such as fencing and fodder storage, although they won't apply until the 2016-2017 financial year. The measures have been cautiously welcomed by farming lobby groups, but Queensland's Agriculture Minister Bill Byrne isn't impressed. He says most of the money's tied up in concessional loans, which many farmers are having trouble accessing.
Despite a full day of trying to determine exactly what that meant, I still don't have any answers about exactly what the federal government is proposing in terms of its drought assistance. I'm quite disturbed that there's been very little consultation, certainly at our level, about what their intentions are. And what I could find in the budget papers is no substance at all.
Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce is already lobbying his federal cabinet colleagues to introduce the tax breaks sooner. In a statement, the Treasurer Joe Hockey says he's glad the policy's been well received and is now considering an earlier start. The farming lobby group AgForce says it's hoping two white papers on agricultural competitiveness and on developing Northern Australia will be the real game changers when they're released later this year. But for Longreach livestock agent Bill Sini, the solution is simple.
How much can they do? They are putting the right foot forward and trying, but the big thing we need is rain, and any government can't make it rain.
True enough. Livestock agent Bill Sini ending that report from Shani Kim.